Dave Munier is one of the speakers at the Transnational Conference, focusing on mental health, work and well-being. Now, he's dealing with about 11 projects. Two of them are being mentioned today, Surf Action and Active Plus. So he's giving us an idea about how they're helping to build older people's confidence. Dave, what are the sort of issues that you've come across which has sparked the need for these two projects particularly?
I was thrown at this group of projects because I'm actually 60, so I'm sort of well over 50.
So you've experienced this already?
I've had 10 years of this. But it's interesting to see what's going on in the county. As I said, there's 11 projects. They're all very different. They're all scattered about the county. They all have a slightly kind of maverick edge. They're not the normal way you would expect things to be done with public money, but really what they're all about is telling people that, you know, 50 is not the end of the line. There's boosting people's confidence who are over 50, who may be unemployed, who may be struggling a bit physically, maybe struggling a bit mentally, maybe just be a bit tired. And so working with them, and currently there's about 500 people benefiting from that at various times in various ways. So I was asked to chat a bit about it today because I've got the unique perspective of kind of having met and been involved with all of them, really. Two of them that I'm introducing, Surf Action, which is quintessentially Cornish, I would say. I mean, any county could, if it had a coastline, could have a Surf Action, but it's classically Cornish. And this is a gang that are looking at, that started looking at war veterans, often limbless war veterans, and saying you could go surfing, you know, and all the benefits of that physically and mentally to people who've been scarred by war. Now then, that's quite easy to take the step from there to people who are 50 plus as well. So basically saying, you know, get out there and get stuck in. And apparently there have been huge physical and mental benefits from getting in the water.
I suppose that you find that when people are younger and they start work, then they've got a lot of energy and they want to get on with doing things. And then you find through your life that energy whittles away a little. And it's about, in many ways, it's about rediscovering that excitement.
Yeah, tell me about it. rediscovering excitement, yeah. There's actually, nowadays, a long way to go when you're 50, and there's kind of new horizons arriving. Even though you may have been in work for 30 years, there's other stuff. And what I've seen a lot is that kind of keeping the body working and the head working is good for work, but also work is good the other way, because the two kind of go hand in hand and feed off each other. And if you are over 50 and you're out of work and you're a bit down in the dumps, that could be a spiral there that will, you know, you may never get out of. So what 50 plus is all about is recognizing the positives of that situation and getting, dusting people down, getting them back on their feet and getting them out there working. And there's, you know, a lot of evidence that has worked. I suppose Surf Action is the most, you know, one of the most high profile graphic examples of that. Tim Cox is an ex-fireman, and he spends a lot of time mentoring people. And he's now taking some people on from Surf Action and training them to be mentors for 50 pluses as well. So Tim is right in the middle of it. And that's an example of two of these initiatives working together to come up with something different. So some fascinating stuff going on.
Okay, so if you were going to give, say one key tip for Cornwall's employers, if they've got people over the age of 50 or they need to take on fresh people, and there's some people over the age of 50 available.
Yeah, before I was doing this, I was running 15 Cornwall, you know, the restaurant, which was all about 18 to 24-year-olds. And, of course, there's a lot of work to be done with 18 to 24-year-olds. But almost at every level, you know, particularly, you know, don't forget the people over 50 plus, they've got a long way to go yet, and they have come a long way. So they've got a lot of experience. And I think a lot of, particularly retailers, I think, realise these days that, you know, these are quite smart cookies. They've been around the circuit. They know what's what. And so, you know, why not employ them? And you can, you know, we've heard all the stories. You can see the benefits of employing an 18-year-old, but I think you can easily see the benefits of employing a 52-year-old as well. You know, we should all be in work.